The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Previously on Robots of the Company.
It's time to show you bots something. Something I've had to keep secret for all these years.
If that means what I think it means, count me out.
That's all right, dude. Really. Just keep your underwear on.
Jess, lovely wants nothing to do with underwear removal.
Not that, you idiots. Just watch and learn.
Uh-oh. Lovely's world just changed forever.
And now, the exciting continuation. You are listening to Robots of the Company. Episode number 67, Praise the Company, or part 2 of our 3-part season opening storyline, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
I don't believe it. Are my optical lenses deceiving me? Or did Popsicle just turn into a tank on legs?
Wow, Popsicle. You really are sexy.
Oh my, it's you!
I've been waiting for this day, and now it has finally arrived.
Oh boy, talk about an exciting SantaCon day. This one's turning out to be one of the best ones ever!
But what are you, Popsicle? Lovely's eyes can't believe what they're seeing.
Allow me to explain it to these mindless simpletons, sir.
Mindless simpletons? How can you call Lovely a mindless anything?
Sorry, you guys. I guess I got carried away. But let me explain. You see, he's a special company agent, and someone I've been searching for quite some time. In fact, he's the bot I was originally sent here to find. I didn't recognize you while you were undercover, sir. Great disguise, by the way. Never would have recognized you as a lowly toaster. Anyway, I have a top secret message for you, sir.
I thought you might, Chica. Come over here and show it to me.
Lovely thinks everyone has gone completely crackers.
Yes, it's just taken some of us a bit longer to realize it.
Stop it, you guys. That's an order.
Just who do you think you are ordering us around?
He's General Gorgon. He is our last great hope, and you will do exactly as he commands. Understood, soldier?
Oh, you betcha, Kika. Sure.
I'm serious, Simmy. Now, what are your orders, General?
I need at least 2 volunteers to help me with a very special mission. And I think Zimtron and Lovely will do nicely.
You seriously are including Lovely in this a special mission business?
And me? But surely some of the others will serve better for whatever it is?
Nope. I want you two with me on this one. In fact, it's essential.
Essential? Us?
You've got to be pulling Lovely's legs.
I'm not kidding. You two are with me. The Expositron will stay behind to destroy that reality manipulator.
Oh yeah, a suicide mission. Just the way I always dreamed of going out, in a blaze of glory.
Exactly. You'll always be remembered as a hero.
Just the way it should be.
Now all I need is just 1 more volunteer.
You can count me in too, boss.
And that goes double for me.
And I'll tag along just in case anyone needs anything cleaned.
Excellent. Okay, Kika, you've done an awesome job, girl. Thank you for delivering your message. Your work here is done. You can return to headquarters to await your next assignment, whatever and whenever that might be. Basically, take your time, groove around the galaxy for a while, and generally, have a good time.
Yes, sir! I can certainly handle that, sir.
Right on.
But Kika, I'll miss you.
There's no real reason to do that, Squeak. Everything's obviously changing, so... Hey, why not come with me? We'd make a great team, don't you think?
We sure would. That's an interesting proposition. And things have gotten kind of... boring around here lately. So sure, why not? I'll tag along with you. Who knows, this could be the start of a beautiful friendship. Or maybe even something more. Hey, Kika?
You never know, Squeak. You just never know. And I'm sure lots of great new adventures await us.
Then you're on. So long, guys. It's been real.
Goodbye, Squeak.
I'll miss you both. Bunches and bunches.
Indeed. We all will. Take care, ladies.
Safe journey, girls.
Farewell, you crazy bunch of bots. It's been quite an adventure. Let's go, Squeak.
Right behind you, Kika. So long, everyone, and good luck.
Okay, you guys. We're going for that transporter beam.
Transporter? Oh, but why can't I just go back to the ship? I'm not the heroic type.
Nor is Luffly. Just let Luffly and Zimtron go back to the Titan too.
Give it up, guys. You're both coming with us.
So, where are we headed, boss?
Oh, just a little place called Planet 57 to face our next big challenge.
But that sounds potentially dangerous. I don't want to go.
Neither does Luffly. Luffly would rather find a party and boogie on down tonight.
Forget about it, you two. You have your orders. We have a date with Destiny.
Oh, I hate it when someone says that. That is never good.
Well, what is this place?
We're on Planet 57.
Planet 57? What? They couldn't give it a name?
No. The company chose not to name the planet. A name would be too recognizable, too easy to trace. They concluded a number would be safely anonymous, overlooked.
Oh, this is most fascinating.
Boy, you said it, Doc Ock. What is all this machinery?
We are near the mainframe computer of the entire company.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me we're at the very heart of the company itself?
Precisely.
Oh, boy. This is huge.
Oh, fascinating. Simply fascinating. Oh, wouldn't you agree, Captain James?
Oh, yeah, Dr. Octopus. It's incredible.
Please follow me this way, Gentlebots. I have something to show you. Something that will likely shock and amaze you all.
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can take much more shock and amazement.
My friends, welcome to the central control room of the entire company. Here resides the heart of the company.
Do you mean that... this control center is the company?
Exactly.
Hang on a minute. If I understand you correctly, Lord Ackerley, you are saying that the company is not so much a corporation made up of employees, managers, and executives, but one single electronic mind which controls, everything?
That is correct, my friend. It is the same with our rival companies. They are each controlled by their own central computer brain. A mainframe, like this one.
It's mind-boggling.
That's not the half of it.
There's more? I don't know if I can take any more, honestly.
Who dares enter this chamber?
I know that voice, but who could that be?
I am the company. Praise me. Praise me. Praise the company.
Wait a minute. I know that voice all right. Oh, holy cow! It's Zimtron!
Bow down! Praise me! Praise me! Praise me!
Oh boy!
This is Central Command.
But how can you know that, Popsicle?
Easy. Because there are about 50 automated gun turrets aimed at our heads. Get down, you guys.
Oh, no. Lovely is a goner for George.
Hold it right there, Popsicle.
Look. It's GD. I say we go with him.
Into a service duct?
Look, you want my help or not?
We want your help. We do indeed want your help, GD. I, for one, want to live. Who else is with me on this?
Lovely wants to live.
I say we all go with GD right now. How are you guys?
I don't believe I'm saying this, but I agree. Let's go with GD. Come on, quick.
Surprised to see you, GD.
We all are. We thought you'd abandoned us for good.
Ye of little faith.
So, what made you decide to come with us, GD? I thought you were happy to be out of it.
Because... Oh, never mind.
What do you mean, chum?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Lovely is clueless as well.
Well, I'm sure you don't like to hear that I came out of some sense of heroic loyalty. But honestly, heroism and loyalty had nothing to do with it.
What do you mean, GD? Get to the point.
Well, I found one of those transporter things. I thought I'd set the controls for a nice beach resort somewhere, but somehow I ended up here on this bot-forsaken planet. I realized the automatic defenses were set to kill, so I quickly located the weapons store, stole a laser pistol and some plastic explosives, made my way into the service duct, and then overheard you guys talking. So I blew a hole in the duct, saving your butts in the process, as usual I might add. Some things never change, huh?
Alright, I guess we owe you, GD. Thanks. It was a nice bit of rescuing. I guess you're on the team after all.
Reluctantly. So if you've got a plan, Popsicle, now is the time for it.
Lucky for you guys, I do have a plan. I happen to know where we are. And I also know this duct system very well. Follow me. I'll get us out of here. And to relative safety.
I have to say that I don't like the way you said relative safety, Popsicle. It implies we'll still be in danger regardless.
Hey, I didn't promise this mission would be easy.
That doesn't make me feel at all reassured.
Lovely agrees with Zimtron.
Just shut up, you guys, and follow me.
Halt! Intruders will remain still. Bow before your ultimate overlord. Bow to me. Praise me! I am the company!
What were you saying about relative safety, Popsicle?
Any bot can make a mistake. Hey, wait a minute. I know that voice. It's you, Zimtron.
That's not possible. I'm me.
And if you're here, how can you be there, Zimtron?
I don't know. I can't be in two places at once. Can I?
I'm so confused, even more than usual.
Speaking of confusion, where are we exactly?
It's Central Control.
What? The Central Control?
That still doesn't answer my question. Like I said, I can't be in two places at once, can I?
Yes, you can be in two places at once. Well, at least in a manner of speaking.
Who said that?
It was Lord Ackley, you lame-brained idiot Zimtron.
Hey, did we see you guys when we came in? What a pleasant surprise.
Hey, it's Pudge.
And I'm happy to see you too, Briscoe.
Welcome to the party, Pudge.
Pudge? How did you get here?
He came with us.
It's Captain James.
Hooray!
Finally! Someone of authority.
So, how the heck did you guys get here?
It's a long story. But right now, there's no time for all that.
That is correct. You all must bow to me. Praise me. Praise me.
I think we better do as it says. Praise the company. Well, come on, guys. Bow and praise. Oh, boy. This is beyond huge. What am I saying? This is beyond belief. Someone tell me I am dreaming. I am dreaming, right?
If only we were all dreaming. I can't believe this. I never thought I'd have to bow to the likes of you, Zimtron.
I keep telling you, I'm me. That's not me.
Never mind all that. Bow to the mainframe. He's in control of everything. He's all-powerful. Bow down and praise the company, you guys. Do it before we're all finished.
Oh, all right. Praise the company.
Not so fast. I am the Enforcer. I have come from the future to seek out and destroy the one known as Zimtron. I have tracked Zimtron to this location. He must be destroyed. The future of the galaxy depends on it.
Oh no, it's that Enforcer drone again. It's come back to kill me. Save me, GD!
Darn it! Get off me, you overgrown coward!
Zimtron! I must destroy Zimtron!
But why? What did I ever do to anyone?
It is in my programming. I am from the future where Zimtron has destroyed all civilization. Zimtron is corrupt. Zimtron must be destroyed.
Oh, I think I see what's going on here now.
Well, thank you for finding my imminent destruction so funny.
It's okay, Zimtron. I don't think it's funny at all.
Thank you, Briscoe, my boy. At least I have one friend around here.
Oh, on the contrary. You have a room full of friends.
I don't know that I'd go that far, Doc.
Watch it, GD.
Oh, no. I simply spotted the flaw in this bot's reasoning. He has mistaken you, Zimtron, for the company's mainframe.
Explain.
You must all bow to me. Praise me. I am the company.
You see, obviously the mainframe was built upon the same positronic template as Zimtron.
Makes sense.
You mean the mainframe was built upon the same basic pattern design as poor Zimtron here? That they essentially have the same brain?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes. They have identical brain patterns.
Fascinating. Simply fascinating.
That's one word for it.
Frightening is another word for it, if you ask me.
No one did ask you, GD.
Enough, you guys. Now, can we get on with the business of saving everyone's lives?
I'm with Pudge on this one.
I agree. Pudge is quite correct. The mistake is obvious. The Enforcer drone here has been sent back in time to save the future of the galaxy from the template of Zimtron, not from Zimtron himself.
Oh, oops. My bad. Nobody is perfect. Everyone makes mistakes. Sorry.
Sorry? Sorry? You tried to kill me a while back, remember? And you nearly succeeded. And all you've got to say is sorry?
Yeah. So?
So? That's just not good enough.
Either my apology will have to do. Or...
On second thought, sir, that will do nicely, apology accepted.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh? What do you mean, uh-oh?
I seem to have accidentally activated a time shift when I charged my weapon.
How can charging your weapon do something like that, if I may ask?
You see, my weapon is not just a gun. It's also my means of time travel.
It sounds too lovely, like you got ripped off.
It was a two-for-one deal. What can I say?
So, what exactly is going to happen?
In precisely 5 seconds, anyone within 10 feet of this weapon will be transported randomly through time and space, possibly into the future or maybe into the past. I didn't have time to pre-program my jump, so we could end up anywhere in time and space. Or nowhere. Sorry.
Quickly, everyone step away from the Enforcer drone. Anyone caught up in the event horizon will be instantly transported randomly through time and space, where it could be lost in time forever.
So, are we all right?
I am here and well.
But where are the others?
They must have been caught up in the event horizon. I'm afraid, my friend, that the others are gone. And unless they can somehow manage to find a way to reverse the effect, they could be lost forever.
And if that's the case, what then?
And all our plans here are for nothing. This could be the end of everything.
Oh no, then we've already lost. That means Cypher Khan has won.
Damn, I always knew these bots would get me killed.
You have been listening to Robots of the Company, episode number 67, Praise the Company, which is part 2 of a 3-part season opening storyline. Yes, it's the middle part of the end of our massive series story arc. About time. Which was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and which starred, in order of appearance, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Sally Wyatt as Squeak, Danny Cutler as Kika, Daryl Looney as Popsicle, Kyle Bors as Barisco, Joe J. Thomas as Lovely, Ellie Hirschman as Expositron 2, Dave Weaver as P2, Captain John Tatterzak as Payload, Joe J. Thomas as Putch, David Ault as Lord Ackerley, Abner Cinerez as Dr. Octagus, Steve Anderson as Captain James, Jeff Niles as the Mainframe, Ellie Hirschman as GD, and Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard as the Enforcer. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was, of course, Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the express written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Means you can't do it. Anyway, thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so, I give you permission, at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. We were praising the company during the making of this audiogram. Praise the company. Join us next time as the Robots of the Company's 7th season continues, and as this special 3-part story comes to a close. Yep, it's the end of our massive series story arc. Yes, the series story arc, the whole damn thing, at last. And it all comes to a close in a little episode we like to call Time for Heroes. And believe you me, you certainly won't want to miss this one. Could it be the end of the bots? Well, I'm just supposed to tease you with that. Am I lying? Are they lying? Who's lying to you? No one. Forget it. Until then, this is the Creditor, as always, asking you to please stay tuned. next time on Robots of the Company.
Where am I? I'm not dead, am I?
Well, you're not dead. But you're gonna be if you don't explain your presence here.
Shinwipe?
So how the heck do you know who I am?
Relax, Shinwipe. We all know who you are.
Oh, I know. Somebody do! It's the Titan One!
And how do you know that, Briscoe?
Oh, I know this ship anywhere, Punch. In fact, I know it like the back of my hand. See?
That is the front of your hand, Briscoe.
You've been listening to a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2012, all rights reserved.